So pleased to be joined right now by Browns quarterback Colt McCoy. Colt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you aboard. And first of all, I want to start with the game last week in terms of how it ended up and the frustrating fashion it had to be. How a few days later in practice are you and your teammates kind of coping with that?
Yeah, you know, it's disappointing. You know, it was the first time in a while since probably the Indianapolis game where we came out strong. We scored some points. We were up big at half. And, you know, we came out and let it slip away. And, you know, that to me is just pretty disappointing. And you know, it's the same for everyone in that locker room. But there was a lot of good things that we did. You know, I think you go back and you watch the game and you watch the tape and, you know, you really critique yourself pretty hard. Over the last 3 weeks, we've really played a lot better.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys are starting to step up. Guys are starting to make a little more plays. And you know, it's a process, you know. And I think for us, it's important that we don't lose heart, that we don't stop fighting, that we don't stop practicing hard. Because, if we can fight through this, then that's what takes you to the next level. That's what takes you to the next stage. And we're close.
Is it more than just knowing that? In other words, is that something you address as teammates and among yourselves? I know the coaches, I'm sure, probably remind you as well. But what's the process of doing just what you said, keep fighting?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that go into that. I think you look at our roster right now, there's a lot of young guys playing, whether you're on offense or defense. And you know, I was talking to Greg a little bit, and you know, I'm kind of fighting through the same thing. This is my first year to play, you know, to play a full season. You know, you play 4 years in college. You know, Greg played three, and you get 12, 13 weeks in, your season's over, bowl game or not. I mean, now we're getting to the thick of where we got our division, and we got 5 or 6 games left, and we've got to be playing our best football right now, where normally we'd be done. And so I think it's important that you look around and see all the young group of guys who were kind of slowly developing into our core, and we've got to rise up and continue to compete, continue to take care of our bodies, continue to get better. And I think for us that's the most important thing. And we've got some good veterans on this team that can help lead the way and help us in that direction. But we just got to continue to work, continue to prepare, and know that we're close. We see it, man. We practice so hard. We do so many good things, and it carries over week to week. And, you know, more and more plays are starting to happen. And, you know, it's hard to think of it this way, but it is a process. And I feel more comfortable each week. And we just got to continue to keep doing what we're doing. And we'll start to see results.
The only measurement, as you know, in this game that matters is wins. And
right.
When I look at these last three games, I see a really great snapshot. I say great snapshot, a really good snapshot of your performance that I know would be a great snapshot if it were 3-0 instead of 1-2.
Right.
And again, I know you're harshly judging it that way as well, but you have played better. It seems like you've been playing your best ball these last few games. Give me a breakdown of what's been happening to elevate that.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. Winning's the most important thing. You know, I tell my teammates and guys all the time, man, if I threw the ball one time and we won, that's the most important thing to me. I mean, that was the most important thing in college. And we've got to figure out a way to get that done. But as far as my progress and the things that, you know, how do I think I'm playing? Why, you know, I spend a lot of time critiquing myself, evaluating myself, the things I can do better, things that I miss. You know, I don't want to miss those again. You know, things that I can correct, I want to correct and move on and make a different mistake the next time. You know, I've been doing that. You know, I spend a lot of time with my coaches and each week I'm getting better and better. And, you know, it's hard to see those results, and it's hard for me because we didn't win. You know, and if we don't win, then I consider that not a good game, not good enough. And so I am hard on myself at times, probably a lot harder than I should be, but it means a lot to me, you know, and I want to win, and I know we will. Right now, it's just tough.
As you look at you from the beginning of the season to where you are now, what are some of the aspects of your game that you've seen the progress in, specifically, if you can talk about those?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a couple things. I think number one is just in general, just the comfort level of just getting the play call, spitting it out of my mouth, and playing fast. You know, just I get it. I get everything. You know, and I think a lot of film study has helped. I think just understanding what we're trying to get done offensively, the West Coast, the footwork, the timing, the rhythm. I think those things, as time goes by, everything's just starting to slow down. Everything's starting to feel more natural. You know, I'm feeling a lot better underneath the center, and I think the combination of underneath and then the gun and what we're doing has been really helpful. It's pretty efficient. And I would say the biggest thing is I'll be the first to tell you I got a long ways to go. I got a lot of work to do. But, you know, I think you look at any quarterback in this league, they would say that their first year too.
Sure.
And it's a process. It's a growth. And, you know, I keep getting better week to week. Now we got to find ways to win. That's the most important thing.
When you address the general comfort of working within this offense, and it was new to you to be in Pat Shurmur's scheme this year, it's obviously more familiar after 11 games. But mm-hmm. Where is your best comfort zone? And a lot of talk about, hey, should the guy be in shotgun like mm-hmm. all the time, or where is he? People look at you and say, hey, Colt looks a lot more comfortable there, and Colt in the 2-minute drill in shotgun spread. When you hear those types of comments, what goes through your head? And if you had to design the perfect thing for you, would it be that, or is it this? And I know I'm not asking you to undermine your coach here.
No. That's a good question. You know, I obviously do feel comfortable in the shotgun. That I played a lot in college in the shotgun. When I was in high school, we were probably half and half. You know, I played underneath the center more than people thought I did. But you know, I look around the league and I look at Aaron Rodgers. They run the West Coast, and he may be underneath the center maybe at the most 5 times a game.
Right.
You know, he's in the gun the whole. I look at Drew Brees, and they have a pretty good balance of, you know, he's probably in the shotgun, I would say probably 75% of the time when you watch them. But at the same time, I want to be good at what my coach wants me to be good at, and I want to get better at the things that I need to get better, and whatever helps us offensively score points, win games. And so I've committed myself to spending a ton of time underneath the center, working at it, you know, my footwork, my timing, and that keeps getting better and better. So at this point, there are things that I like underneath the center better than I do in the shotgun. Okay. And then there's still things that I like in the shotgun better than underneath the center. And I think Pat and I are starting to get a feel for each other and, you know, kind of what I like, what I don't like. And we're starting to really become kind of on the same page on those things. And that's really helped over these last 3 or 4 weeks. And so, you know, whatever wins, I think as we move on, I think we'll all become more comfortable as to what we like, what works, you know. You know, when I talk to guys who are in the West Coast, whether that be Favre or Rodgers,
right.
You know, New Orleans runs a version of it. You know, the message to me is always the same. Look, man, it's frustrating early. You know, Favre would say, the first 3 years I was in that thing, man, I was so frustrated. He said, but then you learn how to make it your own. You learn what you like. You learn what you're good at. And then all of a sudden, everything clicks. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's kind of the mentality that I have right now is we're learning.
Right.
I'm figuring out, you know, what we do best, what our guys do best, you know, what plays really help us move the ball. And, you know, it's a process.
Browns quarterback Colt McCoy joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He drives a Ford truck, too. I know that because of the commercial.
That's right.
F-150, right?
That's right.
Colt, when it comes to you mentioned earlier about Greg Little. And you said about the learning process that you appreciate he's going through as a rookie because you were just there. Now, you go through a game like last week where he has 4 drops, where you're putting the ball there. 2 mentalities at work here. One, the worry that the kid, and I know you are too, but, mm-hmm. but the younger kid, is dropping a football and how his psyche deals with that and the confidence thing. You, the quarterback, your confidence in a guy who's repeatedly dropping footballs. Address those two, mm-hmm. if you could.
Well, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned from last week, you know, and especially with Greg and I. You know, for me as a quarterback, I think it's, number one, important not to ever lose confidence in those guys. you know, I have all the confidence in the world in Greg and Mo and Cribs and Jordan and the guys who are playing receiver. And we work at it. We prepare week to week. And I think as each week goes on, we got a better feel for each other. But for me, I think it was important in the game to go over and talk to Greg. Hey, man, I'm not losing my confidence in you. Keep playing. I gotta have you. I gotta come back and find you. I'm gonna get you the ball. You know, stay with me. You know, don't lose it. And you know, and we talked about a little bit about earlier. At this point in the year, it's kind of where everybody kind of gets fatigued, and you know, the good teams win in December. The good teams figure out a way. And Greg is going to be a great player in this league. And, you know, he had a bad game. He knows it. He admits it. He wants to be a great player. And, you know, it's little things. You know, today coming back to him again and putting my arm around and say, hey, man, you all right? You doing all right? Let's get a few throws after practice. You know, let's run a few routes, kind of get this bad taste out of our mouth. I said, and your part is to continue to grow, continue to get better. I said, one thing that will help is get in your playbook. Be able to understand exactly what you got every play and play fast. That way you don't have to think about anything else. Hmm. And I think those are little things that just will get his confidence back. We'll get my confidence in him, you know, back up to where it needs to be, and we'll just keep playing.
I know you're not inside his head, but how did you think he was responding? Receptively?
Greg, was his reaction? Greg's fine. And to be honest, he's really hard on himself. You know, he wants to be a really good player, and, you know, I believe he will. You know, but I think at times it's natural. We all go through sometimes where we lose a little confidence here and there, but the great players figure out a way to put that aside and just keep climbing that ladder of success. And you know, for me as a quarterback, I also think it's important to help him along that. And together we can overcome this.
Your own situation with 5 games left, and it's no secret that this team certainly is looking big picture, evaluating you as they evaluate everybody. And we've heard Mike Holmgren talk about this repeatedly, Pat Shurmur, the idea that, you know, long-term, what will the quarterback situation be on this team? How much do you concern yourself with the idea of whether you've done enough or how much more you think you need to do over 5 games to kind of just close this discussion up and say, I am going to be the guy from 2012 forward?
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't ever lose that mentality. You know, I continue to work. I continue to prepare to make myself the best player that I can possibly be. And to be honest, I know that Pat will critique me. I know Mike will critique me. I've got a lot of quarterback coaches in this building. I've got a lot of offensive minds in this building. And, you know, I think great season, you win every game. We should sit down and critique what can we do better, where we go from here, you know, or in a season like this. And so I'm all about it. I'm all about, hey, let's figure out where we are, what we have to do. And for me, I'm a competitor. I'm a fighter. And I want to win every game. And I know we're getting there. I know we're close. You know, I know we're building this thing. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Big challenge, obviously. They're all challenges, but this one Sunday against the Ravens and this outstanding defense and this outstanding pass rush, Terrell Suggs and company. From your perspective, what are some of your thoughts in terms of dealing with it, in terms of beating that rush and being able to make the plays you need to make to win this game?
Yeah, I think a couple things. You know, number one, they're a very good front core group. You know, they rotate in and out. Their defensive linemen, you know, they stay fresh. Their linebackers are fast. They make good reads. They've played together for a long time. And they create a lot of turnovers, a lot of havoc because they're always in the backfield. You know, you look last week, they had 9 sacks. And I think it's crucial for us to be able to handle their pressures, their twists, the things that they do up front with our linemen and with our running backs. The second part, I think, is just understanding where Ed Reed is. You know, he's a Hall of Fame player, and
right.
He makes plays, and, you know, especially in crunch time situations, fourth quarter, he just always is around the ball. He's a ball hawk. So I think if we're aware of those two things and we handle those two things, then we have a chance to win this game. So we know it's a big challenge. We know we got a lot on our plate this week, but we're excited to be back at home to play in front of our home crowd, and it's a division game, so it should be a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck Sunday and beyond.
All right, thanks. All right.
Browns quarterback Colt McCoy joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.